Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to the only radio that matters. BBS Talk Radio. You're listening to the Max.
To the Max.
Only on BBS Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is Max, and I don't know, there's my funky music in the background, so rock and roll. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are listening to BBSTalkRadio.com, you're listening to The Max. Now, I want to let you guys know, BBSTalkRadio.com is going to be the new LA Talk Radio. How fly is that? LATalkRadio.com is going to be the new place where you can find To The Max and fantastic other shows. Man, I got so much going on tonight. I don't even know where to begin. Let's begin with, I want you to call in 818-602-4498 anytime to listen to the Max, to talk to me, and to talk to my guest. I got a cool guest on tonight, Christian Oliver from Speed Racer. He's going to be on with me tonight. We're going to talk about what's going on in his life. Also, you know, I always start, Barbara Walters, her book tour is officially over. Barbara Walters, take a nap. God bless you. Take a rest. You deserve it. I love you. Good job. The book, a memoir, audition. Barbara Walters, get it. Some sad news in fashion history today. Legendary designer. Moment of silence, everyone. Yves Saint Laurent died, 71 years old. Now, Yves Saint Laurent was known for really, really transcending fashion into a whole new era. Fantastic guy. He died in Paris, unfortunately, today, 71 years old. So, well, let's just have a quick moment of silence for Yves Saint Laurent. Yves Saint Laurent, YSL, RIP. There you go. They said Coco Chanel gave women freedom, and Yves Saint Laurent gave them power. So thank you, Yves Saint Laurent, for giving women power. And continue, your legacy will continue here on this earth that we have by all your fabulous clothes. So really, you're a cool guy, and I know that you're like floating around in the heavens and watching over everyone. So do your thing, Yves Saint Laurent. All right, man. All right, here we go. So that's that. Now, I know from time to time you're going to hear some clicks. People are like, what are the clicks? It's just me reading my notes. So, you know, it's what it is. But I got to tell you, Christian Oliver, man, it's going to be a cool show. He's coming on in just a little bit. German-born, now lives in L.A. Well, you know what that means. www.latalkradio.com is the place where you can find him. And you can always find my shows. I have an archive. So I want to really quickly say hey to Chelsea. She's in Florida right now, and she's got teentalklive.net. That's Chelsea at teentalklive.net. You can always send your kids there to listen to her. She's a cool girl. I've been on the show. She's going to be on my show soon enough. So, Chelsea, I know you got school tomorrow and you're staying up to hear me, so I thank you for that. Say hello to your mother and your father for me. But, all right, so, man, what a week it's been for me. I got to tell you guys, it's been quite a week, and there's been so much going on. Where to even start? I don't even know. There's been so much. Oh, brunch. I had a fantastic brunch today at a fantastic restaurant in New York called Isabel's. And you can check them out, beourguestrestaurant.com. Funky little place, sat at the bar. There was like a 45-minute wait. I got to tell you guys, too, that's beourguestrestaurants.com, Isabel's. Google them, fantastic place. We took a pedicab today for the first time ever through Central Park. It was so fly. The guy's name was Gerald, so I want to give him big props. Thanks, Gerald, for driving us safely through Central Park, weaving in and out traffic. You did your thing, and you took us to where we needed to be on time. There was the big parade in New York, too, the Israeli parade. So we got a glimpse of that, spoke to some cool New York cops on horseback. It was a wild day, beautiful day in New York today. So Gerald, our pedicab driver, when you're in New York, support them. They're cool guys, and they will give you all that you need to hear. Man, I got to say, congratulations to my friend. She has her own radio show, Elizabeth Yates. She's like one of those love songs at night girl, but she moved now to a new station. I'm going to have her on. We're going to talk to her. So that's not going to be cool, but that's going to be very cool, actually, is what I'm trying to say. Elizabeth Yates, engaged, best friend for years. That's who she engaged. I'm going to get more of her story one day. So congratulations to Elizabeth Yates is what I want to say. I went to a very cool polo match this Sunday on the Governor's Island in New York. And you know what? We've got Christian Oliver calling in right now. So let's get him on the line. Christian Oliver, welcome.
You're on To The Max. Hey, how are you?
Good, Christian. How are you? Thanks so much for being a guest on To The Max here at LATalkRadio.com. We're kind of like going into a new era. So I'm really glad that you're one of my guests tonight. So welcome, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Now, everyone, Christian Oliver is recently in the film Speed Racer with Christina Ricci, and you've done films with, like, everyone, man. You're, like, pretty huge in this industry, so you're internationally known. You've starred with George Clooney, Cate Blanchett. You've done your thing. So welcome again to the Max, and I'm looking at your website right now, ChristianOliver.com, man. What a place.
Yeah, it's quite a friend of mine hooked it up for me. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, so now you were born in Germany, weren't you?
Yes, originally born and bred in Germany. I was an exchange student when I was 17, came to the States for the first time and kind of fell in love and you know, moved to New York, and it all started out from there.
Awesome. Now, did you study acting in Germany? How did that happen for you?
Yeah, basically I was in theater, local theaters, when I was a kid, and through my teenage years I was in a professional theater group in Frankfurt where I grew up. But it was more like a hobby. You know, I like playing soccer, the drums, and acting was a hobby. I never wanted to really be an actor. I would have rather be a soccer player than an actor.
Now, of course. Now, speaking of your teenage years, you're known from Saved by the Bell. You had a big role on that, didn't you? You were in a bunch of episodes.
Yeah, it was kind of like my introduction to acting on a professional level, you know.
Right.
So that was my first TV show. I had just moved out to LA 5 months later. I was a serious regular on that, the new class for a year, and I played an exchange student. So it was kind of funny. It was fun. It was a great way to learn, you know, being in front of a camera every day.
So it was kind of mimicking your life almost, right?
Yeah, I knew what I was a lot of acting inquired, you know. I knew exactly what I was getting myself into as an exchange student. So cool. It was good.
So now you're living in LA.
Yep.
Do you love living in LA? How is it for you?
Oh,
is it treating you well?
I love it. Where do you live?
I'm actually in New York right now, but from time to time I do get out to LA. When I'm out there, I actually stay in Glendale. So
oh, I love New York.
Yeah, New York.
I was just out there for Tribeca. I love that city. I wish I could do the bi-coastal thing one day, you know.
New York is a great place. I was born here, man. It's one of my favorite places in the world. But
no, absolutely, it's a great city.
You know, we can always fly here. Yeah, no, it's great. So now I know that you've got so much stuff going on in your professional career in acting. You just completed Ready or Not.
Yep.
Now, when is that going to be out?
Well, basically, Ready or Not is my second endeavor into the producing world, you know, with friends. And I use that term with a little, you know, caution, because it started with, like, my friends from acting class. We all got together. We decided to make a movie with the movie Subject 2. And, you know, we got really lucky. It got into Sundance. We sold it. It was very successful. Everybody was very happy. And we decided, hey, let's try another one on a different level. And we got investors. Actually, some of our investors are out in New York. Our executive producer, true New Yorker, she was kind enough to raise some money for us and help us produce this movie. It's called Ready or Not, like you said. And we just finished it, and we're out to, you know, we're going out to distribution companies. So it's a whole different ball game when you're, like, independent and when you have to try to sell your movie then at the end of the day.
Now, you own your own production company, don't you?
Yes.
Very cool. Do you have any suggestions for anyone out there if they want to start their own production company, what to do?
You better have somebody with lots of money behind you.
that's the way, right? Now... Well, I'm sure, listen, everyone, if you're listening right now, call us in 818-602-4498, 818-602-4498. If you got some money that you want to give to Christian Oliver to back his career and his movies, definitely give us a call. We'll always take your call and your money too. So let's throw that out
there. I'm loving it.
You're
going to be a producer on that one as well, man, if we're going to raise some money like this.
Rock and roll. And listen, you never know, right? But
absolutely.
You also got in post-production. You got that movie you're doing with Tom Cruise, don't you?
Yes. That was quite an amazing experience as well. It was while I was shooting Speed Racer in Germany, Tom Cruise was shooting Valkyrie. I was at the same studio during the same time, and I had heard about the project for a long time, being of German heritage. So I really wanted to be part of it, and, you know, unfortunately they overlapped. So I already had committed to Speed Racer, but they were very, very nice and offered me a small little part, and I was just so excited to be part of that movie. And I think it's going to be quite tremendous. It's coming out next year, and
2009.
To look
yeah.
forward to. And it was just fun to you know be able to work with Tom Cruise, and Brian Singer.
Of course.
You know,
You've made it, but I think you made it before this movie. You know, I was just looking at your roster, man. You've been in The Good German. I actually saw was a great film.
I appreciate it.
That was in 2006. You did that movie. Wow.
No, that was absolutely. That was a great experience, and I can't tell you. That kind of like inspired me of also keep doing what I'm doing with like creating my own projects and developing my own stuff. Because truly, I mean, you know, when you have Clooney and Soderbergh, and when you're around these people, and you see that they're still so passionate and so nitty gritty down to the, you know, they're just working with very close friends and working on a very intimate level, but on a huge budget, you know, studio movies,
right.
But they still keep them very like intimate and very low key. You know, there's no egos and stuff. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. This is, I mean, I was so inspired, and it was just truly a great, great project to be a part of.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, actually, the way you said the no ego thing, I'm reading the book right now. I don't know if you heard of it or not, but it's The New Earth, and it's talking about separating the ego. And I think once you separate your ego, a lot of things really get accomplished in life. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And it's I mean, you know, including my, it's the hardest always. It's always a challenge to check your ego. And I mean, you know, obviously, most of the time when you're able to do it, you see results immediately. But
right.
It's so easy to get back into it and fall back into it, because at the bottom of the heart, you know, you really want to do your best, and you want to, you're passionate about it, your work, and you put yourself out on the line. And when you get shot down, and when you get, you know, you deal with constant, you know, being refused and not getting the parts and stuff as an actor. So when it's hard not to, you know, you constantly, sometimes you need a little ego boost. So it's hard to walk that fine line.
It is very hard, but you know, you're doing it well. You know, I'm reading here that you got in production, The House of Good and Evil. What's that about?
Yeah, well, that's unfortunately, I mean, you know, you're well too informed, my man. You know it all.
I do my research. Well, you know, I'm always like, I'm always about plugging people, and I'm very into, you know, I think anything that anyone does in this world, and it's, you know, you do your thing. I think it's great to have an outlet to talk about what you do. And that's basically what my show is about, to the max. It's really taking life to the max. And it looks like you're doing that. So, you know,
oh, I appreciate it. It's great. I love the way you're thinking. And I'm kind of like that. It's like the more, the better. You put it out there in the world, the universe will take care of it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, this project, I almost had it. I mean, it was kind of like the natural follow-up with after Subject 2 and Ready or Not. I went back to the director of Subject 2, and we were going to do it because he's a psychological horror fan, you know, thriller fan. And we already had the money raised, and I say that, you know, already almost had the money raised, because the money is never raised till it's in the bank.
That's what I always say.
So, I mean, that project is still cooking, and it's ready to go like any day, but we had to start from zero. We had to look for new financiers, and that's always hard, you know, when you get everybody riled up and ready to go, and then the money falls through. But that's part of what you do in an independent world, and especially
absolutely.
On a low budget, kind of like, you know, $1 million movies, and that's what I'm doing right now. I'm not doing anything above that. I'm not touching anything above that. That's a whole new game, ball game. So yeah, this is still in the mix, and the other one I'm sure you know as well is called The Thrill Is Gone.
Absolutely.
And there's a bunch of stuff that I'm really excited about, and basically it's just, you know, projects to work with people that I love and work with people that I care about, and we all just trying to you know, put one foot in front of another and create our own opportunities. And there's a lot of people that do that, and it's fun when you see it happen, and I'm always very excited when I see other people being successful at doing it. And it's kind of like, you know, you got to do it your own way. You can't just sit by the phone and wait for it to ring. So
that's right. You got to get up and do your thing to get it done, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I enjoy it, you know. I mean, it's hard, but if you put everything on the line, it's when you fail gloriously, you know.
That's right. But, you know, I always say this to friends, and I was having this conversation today. Like, I think in life, you are supposed to be where you are right now. Right now, you're supposed to be exactly doing what you're doing. So
if it
looks like it's not going to work out, you know, at this moment, the next moment, it looks like it's going to work out. So it's very, you know, where you're supposed to be is where you are. And I think, you know, you've got a million things going on. I've seen, I read your bio and everything. So you're really doing your thing. Now, I know you also have another film going out in 2009, How to Make a Movie.
Yep, that's another thing that I'm also, you know, all these things, they're in development, basically, what I would call them. It's scripts
in production, right?
Yeah, scripts that I acquire, you know, that you option, you own the rights to, or friends of you own the rights to, and you want to do them together, and you're trying to network, and you put all the people, all the pieces together. But like you said, you know, I really like what you just said. It's where you're at this point. It's where you're supposed to be. And sometimes these things take on their own life, and then you just roll with it, and you just leech on, and you jump on that. You know, it's like riding the wave. As soon as you catch
that
wave, it's going to take you all the way to the beach, and it's a beautiful thing, and then you paddle back out.
Yep. Speaking of catching the wave, do you surf out there in L.A.?
I've done my fair share of surfing, but I'm not going out there every other day or so. I go with a bunch of friends once in a while, and I just love it. I mean, you got to, when you live out here, you know, sooner or later, everybody's got to get a surfboard and try to catch a couple waves. It's fun.
Yeah, endless summer, right? Now, listen, speaking of all your films, which do you think would be your most memorable one doing?
Oh, wow,
so
that's
far.
A tough one. I mean, you know, all of them are very unique. I mean, Speed Racer was something that I had never done. It was so unique in its own way because it was all shot in front of a green screen.
Right. Now, I want to talk about Speed Racer real quick because I actually saw it at the IMAX. I did the IMAX experience.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty fly. You know, it's like I tried it. If I know it's going to be at the IMAX, I'll wait because I just want to see it on that grand scale of a screen.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And anyone, if you have not seen Speed Racer yet, go check it out at the IMAX. Check out the IMAX experience because that's really the way to really capture this movie. Have you seen it yet on the IMAX?
I think I should. I haven't. I saw it in New York at Tribeca. I saw it here for the premiere, but the IMAX must be
Let me tell you.
Insane.
The insanity of the size of the screen and just the sound, you know, that whole IMAX sound. Definitely, I'm telling you to check out your own movie. But check out your own movie at the IMAX experience.
Let's do it. No, it sounds amazing. I mean, the movie was, obviously, you saw it. It's so visual and it's so grand and out there and something like it's almost ahead of its time, you know? So,
well, it felt like it, too. It felt like, you know, when I was watching, I was like, I didn't even know where it was going. You know, when I was watching all these effects, I'm like, it looks like you could put Missy Elliott in front of this, too, and do a whole video for her. Like, I think Missy, like, I was thinking, like, when I was watching this, I'm like, this would be a fly Missy Elliott video. Throw her up in the middle of it.
it was great to see the kids. The kids loved it. I mean, we had a screening out. We had a premiere here with like over, you know, a couple thousand kids in downtown L.A. at the Nokia Center. And, I mean, they were screaming, laughing. It was fun. The kids really enjoyed the ride. And it's obviously a kids movie. But, I mean, actually, it's not. It's for the whole family.
It's for everyone.
Tremendously.
And now at the IMAX, it's for everybody. That's all I have to say. Everyone, go check it out at the IMAX. Go online and find your local IMAX because it's fly. Now, how was it working with Christina Ricci?
You know, the funny thing is I never got to work with her. Obviously, I'm in the movie with her. I'm in scenes with her and Emil Hirsch and everybody. But that was what I was just about to say. It was so different from anything I've ever done because it was all green screen. And I would literally drive that car, and the car would only be a cockpit. It wasn't really the whole car. The whole car was put in digitally later, you know, with special effects. So all I really had was a cockpit with, like, a snake steering wheel and a snake. You know, I play Snake Oiler. Everything he does and everything he has is snake. His suit is out of snake skin. He has a snake coming out of the helmet. He has snake steering wheel. So all I really had was my costume and the cockpit, and everything else was green. There was nothing else there. So all day I'd be screaming and driving in this remote control car or cockpit, you call it Gimlet. And literally I was there by myself and somebody screamed all the directors, they would scream all the action and then what to do. You know, Christina Ricci's coming in on the helicopter. She's jumping over you. Shoot Emil on the right, you know, speed on the right. So it was nuts. It was completely nuts.
Well, and just watching it, I could imagine how nuts it was. But that shows to tell you people, it doesn't always seem to be what it really is, right?
For sure.
But
for
that was That car that you had, I was like, you know, that was the total Pimp My Ride car. I'm like, the next MTV Pimp My Ride, I was like, that's the car they need to do. I have one of these old Cadillac Eldorados. And I was like, after I saw your car, I was like, I want to do snakeskin seats in the car.
Nice. Yeah, I got an old American classic. I got a Buick Centurion 455. I love those. That would be great. All snakeskin in there. That would be pimp for sure.
Well, I love old cars. I have a little collection going. I have
I
have two Eldorados. Yeah, I have a 75 Eldorado convertible. Wow. I have a 77 coupe Eldorado, and then I have a 69 Ford Shelby GT500.
Oh, come on, that's beautiful.
Yeah, no, cars are my
collection.
Thing.
That's great.
Cars are my thing. But speaking of cars, did you know coming up in Canada there's that big Grand Prix going on?
Oh, I didn't know. I was just here at the Long Beach Grand Prix. That was amazing. That was fun. What's going on in Canada?
They have the Grand Prix. They have it's starting actually in 6 days.
Oh,
it's
the Formula One one, right?
Yeah, Grand Prix.
Love
it. It's going to be a cool weekend of fun up in Canada. So you know, I was like when I was putting this show together, I'm like, we're going to talk about cars, obviously, but you know, I didn't realize that you were into American classics too. So that's kind of a cool thing.
Oh, absolutely, I love them. And motorcycles.
Now what? What's your favorite motorcycle? I love a Harley. I got to tell you right off the bat.
Well, obviously, that is the American dream, and that's the first motorcycle I got myself like 10 years ago out here. So it's still standing in my garage. And
that's how you do it.
I will never let that baby go. I love it. And I've cruised around America on that thing.
Yeah, no, there's nothing like a Harley, man. Now, speaking of cars, if you could have any car in the world, which would be your car that you could pick out?
Ooh, wow. Whew, that's a tough one.
I know. For me, too. I don't know. My answer is I don't know because there's so many. But
yeah, I wouldn't know, but I would definitely, if you give me five. I like your
name
collection.
Name the five of
the whole
them.
Collection.
The what are your top car. Five cars?
The one car, I don't know. That's a tough one. I probably I want to get an old Corvette. I love an old Corvette.
The old Corvettes, they're definitely the look on the street. I love the shark. You know the one that looks like the shark.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the Corvettes are fly. They're cool cars, man. But listen, if anyone's out there listening, I've got Christian on for just a little bit longer. You can call us in, 818-602-4498. We're going to open up the phones if that's cool with you. But I take no commercials, so we're just gonna talk and shoot the shit and enjoy the show. But so what's next for you right now, working in LA, and then do you get involved with any charities? Are you involved with anything right now?
Yeah, basically, you know, like I said, I have all these projects cooking that I'm trying to raise funding for. So hopefully, I get one off the ground this year. I'm trying to sell the other one. That's going to distribution companies, and hopefully they'll be out by the end of the year so everybody can get to see it. By the way, you know, you should all check out Subject 2. I don't know if you've seen that. That's on DVD. That's the movie that I produced with two really good friends of mine, and it's definitely worth it, or Netflix it. And, well, right now I'm also, like you were asking about charities, I'm involved with a great charity called Planet Hope. Planet Hope is... basically, I'm a camp counselor with a couple friends of mine. We go out every year, and it's for homeless children, and they bring them out of the shelters in Los Angeles, and they bring them up to summer camp for like you know, 4 or 5 days of camp in Malibu, and they come with their moms, and they get you know, pampered and kind of like
treated like humans, right?
Sorry?
Yeah. Treated like humans.
Yes, exactly. That's basically what it comes down. You treat them like human and with respect and love, and suddenly they open up their hearts, and it's mind blowing what happens. And it's a really, really amazing organization, Planet Hope.
What's their website? Do you know off the bat? Or
I don't, but I think if you Google it, Planet Hope, it's Sharon Stone is the front person. Her sister is really the one that. Runs the company, Kelly Stone. She's amazing, wonderful.
Started in 1992. I'm looking at it right now. PlanetHope.org, everyone. So if you're listening and you want more information on Planet Hope, go to PlanetHope.org. Great organization. I'm just reading it right now.
Oh, it's awesome. And they do a lot of stuff during the year and raise money for you know, just homeless kids and kids in need, and it's great. I've been involved with them for over 10 years, and I love them. And, well, you know, there's... So I'm definitely looking forward to going to camp this year as well, right. Talking about charities. And what else is going on? I just did a little movie with a student film with AFI, which was amazing. I really enjoyed it. I was approached about doing a movie about northern Uganda, and I went to Uganda 4 years ago, and it was something most amazing, beautiful country I've been to, or one of them.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Because, you know, I was supposed to go to Uganda last year. A friend of mine, you might know her. She's an actress, Eva LaRue. She's on CSI Miami.
Uh-huh.
We were approached to go to Uganda because I actually work with an orphanage here in America called SOS Villages.
Oh, wow.
And they have a village in Uganda. And we were going to go
Uganda,
there.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, and we were going to go there. And for some reason, you know, due to safety regulations and everything, the project got pulled. So this is fascinating that you actually went there. So tell me a little about Uganda. How was it for you?
It's an amazing country. I mean, it's mind-blowing. And it's even more mind-blowing what's been going on for the last 20 years and that nobody's really paid attention. I mean, you know, with the LRA, the Lord Resistant Army.
Absolutely.
And, you know, abducting over 20,000 children and they become, you know, child soldiers and sex slaves. And it's incredible to think that all of this went on with nobody really doing anything.
And it's still going on, though.
It
I mean,
is
it's
still
not,
going on. But
yeah.
Fortunately, I mean, it has improved tremendously, and it has gotten some attention in the last couple of years, which is great. Yeah. But basically, I was approached by these student filmmakers that were doing a short film about it. And I was like, I want to be involved no matter what. And it turned out to be really a great little movie. And it's going to be done soon as well. It's called Acholi Land, and it's about the Acholi tribe. The Acholis are, you know, the tribe in northern Uganda that really has been at civil war for 20 years in the northern region. And it's just, you know, something that needs to change and needs to hopefully work out. A friend of mine is there actually right now shooting a documentary. So give her some love out there, Zuleika Robinson.
Absolutely.
She was on a show in New York, New Amsterdam. I don't know. She's doing some humanitarian work out there right now. So I guess it's good that, you know, it's getting a lot of attention, Uganda, and it should. It should.
Absolutely. Well, I think, you know, it was like the whole Rwanda thing. You know, we don't want that to happen again. So I think anything that gets attention, especially Rwanda and all these countries that really need support, you know, everyone says start in your backyard. But I think, you know, wherever you start is where you're supposed to be. So if someone's starting Uganda, bless them and just keep moving on because Uganda needs
absolutely.
Help.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And like you said, that's not to be, you know, there's still plenty to do in your backyard as well.
There are so many people in this world. Absolutely. I always tell people always are like, why are you involved with this? I'm like, follow your heart. If you want to go to Uganda, go to Uganda. If you want to go to, you know, South Central LA, go to South Central LA. If you want to go to Harlem, go to Harlem. Go what feels right for you. So it sounds like you're doing that. But definitely, it's been very cool to have you on the show, man. And definitely, when I come out to LA, we have a studio out in LA. So definitely, we'll have you come to the studio and we'll do another interview on.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, let's stay in touch. I really appreciate it. It was great being
100%.
On the show.
And you've got so many things going on. Everyone, check out ChristianOliver.com. That webpage is fly. Whoever your webpage designer was, they should get the webpage designer of the week.
Yeah, he's a really good friend of mine. I appreciate it. I'm going to let him know.
What's his site? Drop his name. Let people know. What's his site?
Ramin, and actually, if you're on the website, if you go to the bottom, I think you can. He has this. There's a link to his site, and his website is even. It's off the hook.
I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah.
So listen, Chris.
My website to the bottom. There's a link right away.
Right on it's on the bottom right. Everyone, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yep. So check out ChristianOliver.com. Speed Racer Star. Everyone here on To the Max. And Christian, anytime you want to come on, shoot me an email. Have Mia. I gotta say thank you to Mia because Mia and I is your publicist, right?
Yeah,
we've been in communication a lot, so thank you, Mia, for making this happen too. You're
I
with
love
Aquarius
you, Mia.
PR. Aquarius PR in LA.
All right. I really appreciate being on your show. You have a great
night,
man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Do your thing, man, and congratulations on everything you're doing. And let's definitely, when I'm out in L.A., we'll have you back on the show. And if you have anything going on, you're more than welcome to come on, and we'll be in touch for sure. Well, everyone, that's Christian Oliver, everyone from Speed Racer. Go check out the IMAX experience. And Christian, I suggest you go see it too, because it's really a different way of seeing that movie.
I will.
All right, cool, man. Well, have a wonderful night, and thank you so much for being on To The Max.
Take care.
All right, good night, Christian. So, everyone, we just had Christian Oliver, Speed Racer star, got a million things going on here on LATalkRadio.com. I know it might sound a little confusing between BBS Talk Radio and LA Radio, but there's so much going on that if you just go to the site, BBSTalkRadio.com, you'll figure it out. It's like, it's new to me, so I'm going to have Sam on soon enough to tell you what's going on. But I got to tell you guys, what a weekend. I did a polo match in Governor's Island. Check out their site because it is so fly. Governor's, it's called, check this out, you ready? govisland.com. They're right here in New York. It's free. It's a ferry boat. Free thing to do in New York. Fantastic island. It was bought for a dollar by the city. Vove Clicquot had the most kick-ass polo match. It was like a mini match. Tornadoes were supposed to come. They never came. The people were hiding out in warehouses drinking Vove Clicquot. Check out VoveClicquot.com. VeuveClicquot.com. Now, I got to tell you, I got to say thanks to all my ASW friends out there. I met Alonzo, cool, cool guy. Then Kate, I got to thank you guys for having me over there at that little VIP tent. That little VIP tent turned out to be actually a really beautiful tent, and the Vove Clicquot orange was shining. We got to say thanks to Asprey because they had some cool saddle pads on those horses, man. Asprey.com, Asprey.com. Now, I got to tell you, I met a cool girl, Erin Schaefer. I hope I said your last name right, but I think I did. Erin works with W Hotels, so big shout out to W Hotels, St. Regis, the whole gang over there. Erin Schaefer, cool to meet you. And then everyone afterwards went to a very fly after party at the Pink Elephant. PinkElephantClub.com in New York. Fantastic place to go if you want a cool night to chill in the city and you have nowhere to go. I definitely suggest you go to the Pink Elephant. It was a fun place. And what else, man? There's just so much going on. Busy, busy week. I got to say a couple things. I got to also say hi to my new friend from Argentina, Sole. Her husband was one of the polo players. I'm all over the place because there's just so much going on. But how cool was that we had Christian Oliver, man, on the show? Oh, man, you see what To The Max is doing? It's really taking – we had last week, we had Daryl Dawkins, NBA star, Chocolate Thunder. This week, we got Christian Oliver. You never know who's going to be on my show. Also, if you want to call in, that number is 818-602-4498. I'm just here relaxing right now in my little studio. I got to tell you guys what's going on. Oh, my friend Don, we went to his birthday party at the Dream Hotel. Cool place to have another party. If you want a different vibe, go to dreamnewyork.com. Check out that place. We had a fun party there. They're on 210 West 55th Street. What else? Man. All right. Oh, I got to say hi to my friend Corey and Kimmy. We had a fantastic time. And Bridget McGuire. I had the most fantastic weekend this weekend. New York is finally getting warm. So if anyone wants to travel, get over to New York. It's the place to be right now. Let's see. Also, met a cool guy. He's actually going to be on my show. Check out his webpage. His name is Wayne, WayneNeeNSurd.com. WayneNSurd.com. Fantastic guy. Amazing artist. He's going to be on the show. He's got so much to offer. I'm going to go to the studio this week, so I'm going to give you a full report. Now, listen, everyone. I am pleased and proud to announce a website called Girl Effect, GIRLEFFECT.org. Check them out and definitely do your thing on that page. I'm not going to tell you anything more because I want you to go there. Now, speaking of girls and all that cool things, all those cool things that girls do, Jo Malone, one of my favorite products. It's a room spray. Smells like basil. Oh, my God. Go to Jo Malone, Jo Malone, JOMALONE.com. Buy her products. They're fantastic. I got to tell you guys. Great, great products. Now, I'm telling you. Oh, I spoke about the Grand Prix in Canada. If you wanted that information, Grand Prix, GRANDPRIX.CA. Very important you get this whole email, so this whole website. So get your pens. Grand Prix, GRANDPRIX.CA/HOME.HTML. That's the English version. So cool. If you're going to be in Canada, June 6th, 7th, and 8th, check out the Grand Prix du Canada. So that's that. And I got to always drop again, San Domenico, New York. San Domenico, S-A-N-D-O-M-E-N-I-C-O, NewYork.com. Go check out Marissa May. They're in their 20 final days, and they've got a special going on. So for the next 20 days, it's 20. Here's the deal. Celebrate San Domenico, New York's 20th anniversary. Toast 20 years with 20 days of restaurant classics. Tony May and Marissa May invite you to join them in toasting to the 20th anniversary of San Domenico from May 29th to June 17th. For these 20 days, dinners are offered at a special prefix dinner. $55, people. This restaurant is amazing. They're going to be closing, but they're moving. So when I get the date, when I get the place where they're moving to, you know we're going to put it on to the max. So check them out. San Domenico, 240 Central Park South, and talk to Marissa May. She'll be more than happy to hook your reservation. Sam, if you can get for me Nakisha Michelle on the line. Nakisha Michelle is going to be here on LA Talk Radio. She's got her own show. Check out her website. It's spa, S-P-A-J-A-M-A, works.com. Nakisha Michelle is a cool girl. She's going to have her show. It's going to start here on LA Talk Radio. We're calling her right now, I think this Thursday. So I'm really excited to have her on my show. Nakisha Michelle, this is Max, and you're live on To The Max. To The Max. I'm all of a sudden getting German because I spoke to Christian Oliver here on LATalkRadio.com. How are you?
I am absolutely vivacious. How are you?
And speaking of vivacious, that's your show. Your show is what? Living Vivaciously, is it not?
Living Vivaciously. And it sounds like that's what you are doing. I get so excited when I listen to you speak. Oh, my God. You
well,
are really
you.
The definition of living vivaciously. So I should have your face as my logo.
Well, listen, I'm glad to have you as my guest because you're going to be featured. I'm speaking so fast tonight because I only have an hour, and I've got so much to tell people, so I'm like trying to speak fast and get it all in. But you've got your show on LA Talk Radio. You know, we're doing the transition from BBS Talk Radio to LA Talk Radio, and your show starts this Thursday. Why don't you tell people about your show?
Absolutely. Well, Living Vivaciously with me, your host, Nakisha Michelle, is a show all about let's get rid of the struggle and persevere to success. And a lot of people talk about, you know, let's find your purpose. But I have a hunch that people know what their purpose is. They just need to embrace it. So with Living Vivaciously, we are going to cut on the lights on the inside, on our spirit, in our mind, and begin to soar and do just that. Learn to live vivaciously because we can have our cake and eat it too.
That's the truth. And the word that I love that you said in there is soar, because I'm a big believer in taking what God has given you, spreading your wings, and flying like the eagle that represents the United States of America.
Absolutely. And so the thing about soaring is it's with ease. You know, you don't struggle at it.
That's
you don't
right.
Have to flip and flop. You don't have to wonder. You are really keen, and you just do it. It's an automatic thing.
That's
that
right.
So,
now, listen, that's interesting. Because what, you know, the image that I just got in my head, because I want people to understand that you can do anything you want to do, especially in America. So that reminds me, vote November 4th. But, you know, it's like when you see an eagle, they take their wings and they just start flapping them. So you got to do that groundwork. But once you get that groundwork going, the soaring kicks in and it's phenomenal.
It is phenomenal. And you just let the wind beneath and just let you stay on that
level. That's right. So, you know, but you got to get that groundwork going. Once you get that groundwork going, the soaring is so pleasant. I'm doing it right now. I'm soaring through, and I'm so glad that you're here. I'm to the max on LATalkRadio.com, soaring with me. You know, I was telling Sam before we started the show, I said, I spoke to Nakisha Michelle. He's like, oh, I spoke to her. She's so lovely. I said, she is so great. I'm so glad that I'm going to have her on my show tonight.
Oh, thank you. And it's such an honor and a pleasure to be in your space to the
now,
max.
To the max. Now, let's talk about your space, your spa treatments that you give to all these wonderful girls out there and their mothers. Tell my listeners right now about what it is that exactly you do with SpaJama.com.
Okay, well, SpaJama Works is a spiritual spa of empowerment, in meaning I-N, because the power comes from within, for the inner and outer you. So what I do is I spend my time doing mobile spa parties. I have licensed massage therapists and estheticians, and we go and celebrate in the form of spa parties. But the unique twist is there is a 90-minute workshop where we do inner work, because it's all right to dress up and feel good on the outside, but we need to make sure that the
inner beauty.
Yes, that inner beauty, right. Because then it radiates and it makes the treatments. Oh my God, you just look like a new person when you're all done. So that's what we do. We go from city to city, state to state, doing these exclusive spa parties.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? When I had spoken to you, it's been a week already. Can you believe it? You said, Max, I think I'm going to be a little nervous. And you know what? You are doing your thing right now. And I can't wait to have your own show, because if you're so flawless on my show, I could just imagine how flawless you're going to be on your own show.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't sound one bit nervous.
Confidence. You are like wind beneath my wings. I'm telling you, what would I have done without you?
You know what? I have a good feeling that you still would have soared, because you've got that inside of you. You know, it's like in life, you know, I connect with certain people, and I have never met you. I saw your face on bbstalkradio.com and I was like, I'm going to call her. I want her on my show, because you just had in that picture. So I can imagine in your presence, the radiance that you had in that picture. I was like, this is a cool girl and I want to have her on my show.
You are so awesome. But, you know, as I talk about my book that'll be coming out pretty soon.
That's right. You got a book too.
There's a section in there I talk about, you know, like spirits find each other. No matter what type of spirit you have, we have a way of finding each other. And not only that, but birds of a feather flock together. So if you see all
you
of
know
that
what?
In me, what in
I
the
got
world
a new one.
Say about you?
I got a new one. Birds of a feather soar together. How about that?
I love it. That's juicy.
You and I will write a book, okay? Let's write a book. We'll do it, okay. You know, collectively, and we'll call it Birds of a Feather Soar Together. I think there's a lot that people don't know about me. I'm sure there's going to be a lot that people don't know about you. But as our shows grow, you know, unfortunately, in the world, people want to get nosy. I have no problem telling anyone anything, you know what I mean? So I think if we get that book going – like, I believe that people, you know, everyone has a purpose here, and it's life is great. And even if it's not great for other people, you know, I think sit back and really study why you don't think your life is great, because you have the power within you to make it great. And I know that with you and with all of, you know, with your book coming out and with your motivational classes, you are a motivational speaker. I know that you really help people find their inner worth, their inner self, and you really help them project it. So I give you kudos.
Thank you. And I'm looking forward to this book together. I'm excited.
Now, I want you to tell...
Go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
Well, you touched on something that was so important. It's the time of reflection and just getting to know and understanding why we perceive our life as being jacked up. Because a lot of times, it's really not. It's all about perception and timing.
Yeah. You know, every time you speak, I get images. Because you just said jacked up. Now, I'm going to give people the image, okay? Let's say your car breaks down. Your car breaks down, all right? You got that flat tire. We're talking about cars tonight. We had Christian Oliver from Speed Racer. Cool guy. See the movie, by the way. But a car is jacked up, right? You got your flat tire. Now you got to jack that car up, right? Uh-huh. And it takes a lot of pressure to get the car going. You know, it's like at first you got to crank it. Then finally when you get that car up and you change the tire, once you put it back down, you notice how the car just eases right back down?
Absolutely.
The way I just got that image in my head, you know, our lives, they might seem jacked up, but the minute we get it back down, just let it ease back down and just go with life, right?
Just go with the flow. That's right. Oh, my God. It's all about ease.
It is.
It's all hard and rough. And I tell people if that's what that is, then it's probably a connection problem, a spiritual connection problem. And for a long time, we've tried to deny our spirit that they exist, but it does. It helps you stay connected.
Now, I want to tell people real quick, you know, because a lot of people are going to say spirit. You know, I think when you say spirit, because, you know, there's those that get it, those that don't. So I want everyone to get it. If you're not yet connected with your spirit and you don't feel comfortable calling your spirit, call it yourself. Because yourself is your spirit. So I just want people out there who are listening to not get confused and say, well, what are they talking about spirit? Because, you know, it takes an achievement to understand what the purpose of who we are really is. So when you take yourself, you manifest yourself into what you're supposed to do and your purpose, your spirit will then connect. So that's my little disclaimer out there. But so listen, I want you to plug your show again. So tell everyone it's on LA Talk Radio. Starts when? This Thursday?
This Thursday, we are launching this Thursday, Pacific time, from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. And if you're on my time zone, because I'm representing Houston, so we are in official standards. I'm sorry.
Big up to Houston. Big up to Houston.
Big up to Houston.
Texas in the house.
We're on Central Standard Time, so that's 6 to 7 p.m. And if you're on Eastern Standard Time, that's out there in my hometown, Columbus, Ohio, and around about that area, it is 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you'll have an opportunity to be with me, Nakisha Michelle, in Living Vivaciously.
Well, Nakisha Michelle, I thank you so much for being on To The Max on LATalkRadio.com. And I really have been inspired by you, and I look forward to hearing your show. Everyone, go on BBSTalkRadio.com. Listen to all our shows. We're a group of great, great people Sam has brought together. So, Nakisha, I'm going to say goodnight to you. I know you have a child. Do you have a son or a daughter?
A daughter.
A daughter. Well, speaking of daughters, my sister has a daughter, and it's her birthday, June 4th. So I have to give a big happy birthday to my niece, Lily. How old is your daughter, Nakisha Michelle?
My daughter is 2 years old.
God bless her. My niece is 7, and she's like 47.
Amen.
So, I got to say a big happy birthday to my niece, Lily. But listen, Nakisha Michelle, anytime you want to be a guest on my show, feel free to call in. Anyone who wants to be my guest on my show, 818-602-4498. You did a fantastic job, Nakisha Michelle. You don't sound nervous one bit, and I know that your show is going to not only help people live vivaciously, but it's going to be vivacious. So everyone, check out Nakisha Michelle on Thursdays. And it's been great having you on my show. I'm going to say goodnight because I got to pay the bills. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
And I got a call coming in 4 minutes. So Nakisha, blessings to you, and I'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. I got a call. Let's take my call. I got a couple minutes left here on To The Max on bbstalkradio.com. And it's soon to be latalkradio.com. Hi, is my guest on the air. This is Max, and you're listening to The Max.
Maxie?
Hey, can you do me a favor and just lower your radio in the background because I hear myself?
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Hi, who's this?
It's Jackie.
Hey, Jackie. All right, everyone, I'm glad that you're calling in, Jackie, because there are some things that I want to talk to you about. First of all, we all know Yves Saint Laurent died today. Can you believe that?
I know. It's very sad. I found the place
website
where you can make a t-shirt.
What's the website?
It is. Wait, hold on 1 second.
There's a website out there where you can make fly t-shirts, and Jackie's going to get that for us. But real quick, while Jackie's finding that, I want to tell my listeners, there's the Olympics of the Art World, Art Basel, is happening right now, June 4th to the 8th. Check out artbasel.com. They're doing it right now, the 4th to the 8th of this month, and then December will be in Miami. So check them out, artbasel.com. You all know about Art Basel, right, Jackie? It's a fun, fantastic.
Yeah, no, you know what's so funny? The next thing rhymes with Basel. It's Zazzle.
Basel, you're Zazzle. Do you think there's going to be
Remember, I couldn't remember. It started. I was like, Zinga, it's Zazzle.
There you go. So www.zazzle.com. How do you spell it?
Z-A-Z-Z-L-E.
Fantastic place to make t-shirts. Speaking of clothing and articles, I want to talk to you, Jackie, about something that that was in the news this week. Dunkin' Donuts pulled Rachel Ray from their commercials because she wore the scarf that they say allegedly offers symbolic support for Muslim extremists and terrorism. Dunkin' Donuts, a popular coffee baked goods company, said the ad was yanked last weekend because the possibility of misrepresentation distracted from its original intention to promote their iced coffee. Now, Rachel Ray, I have the scarf, I got to say. The scarf is a black and white checkered, I think it's called a kafye?
Yeah, something like that. I can't remember.
It's from Pakistan. They were very popular in the 80s. What are your feelings about Dunkin' Donuts because she had this scarf on? I don't think it promotes any kind of terrorism or anything. Sheikhs wear it. It's a very cool scarf. It's very in fashion. I have one. I have them in different colors. What do you think about this, Jackie? Let's talk.
Well, the funny thing is, while your show is on CNN Entertainment News, they did a whole, 10 minutes on the stupid scarf story. Mm-hmm. And they still basically came up with nothing. Other than Rachel Ray didn't know that it stood for anything, and her stylist picked it out and this and that. And
the whole
thing's ridiculous. But I just thought it was so funny. I thought it was so funny because you've been yelled at wearing one before, and you were like, what? Why is somebody yelling?
I was called a terrorist, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I was so upset. But anyway, so Jackie, you know, this show flies by. I had Christian Oliver on tonight, Nakisha Michelle. I had you call in. I got like a minute and a half left. So is there anything on your mind that you want to talk about quickly?
Not quickly. I'm so sorry, but I thought it was a great show from what I heard of it.
Well, thank you. It's very fun. You know what I want to talk to you about real quick? Hillary Clinton. She won Puerto Rico.
I know she did. With 18% of the people showed up, though.
Hillary Clinton is taking her campaigning to the max.
She's starring.
She's starring in to the max. We're making a movie. Listen, speaking of making a movie, if you guys want to support Christian Oliver and you want to give him some money and back him in his movies, you could always contact me here. My website is down. There was a blow up in Texas at the place where my website is, but it'll be back up, max2g.com. You could always call the studio, speak to Sam. You could also buy commercials on BBS Talk Radio, the new latalkradio.com. Jackie, what else is there you want to talk about?
Maxie, I don't know. What would you like to talk about?
How's the weather up in Massachusetts, Jackie? You're in Cape Cod.
It's nice. It's beautiful. It's really warm. It's really warm, finally.
Well, everyone, go there. I've got to wrap this show. Jackie, thanks for listening. Everyone, thanks for listening to the Max. Happy birthday to Lily. And everyone, happy birthday, Lily. Take life to the Max. Sam, wrap it up. I'm out of here.
You're listening to the Max.
To the Max.
Only on BBS Talk Radio.